Intervju Radija Študent.
V današnjem terminu za Ereš intervju smo se pogovarjali z Gaje Su Akyol, pevko turškega rodu, ki bo danes, 26. maja, nastopila na koncertnem odru Gala Hale ob 11.15 v okviru festivala Druga godba. Gaje Su Akyol je od leta 2014, ko je začela ustvarjati pod svojim imenom in s kolegi iz sorodnega benda, izdala dva albuma, od katerih je bil drugi, The Hologram Empire, izdan pri založbi Glitter Beat. Z Gajo sva se v kratkem času, ki sva ga imela na voljo, pogovarjala bolj o njenem študiju socialne antropologije na privatni turški univerzi, njeni trenutni turneji po Evropi in o njenem oboževanju znanstvene fantastike, ki jo navdušuje v zadnjem času pri glasbenem ustvarjanju.
So, at the start of this interview, I'd like to say that we're very glad to witness a person from Turkey and
Thank
also
you.
Appearing on the festival Druga godba and at the same time to have a chance for interviewing at Radio Student. So, thank you. For taking your time.
Thank you, it's
again.
My pleasure.
Okay, so how's the tour going so far? I heard you had some great concerts at Bern in Switzerland and at Balkan Traffic and in the Netherlands.
Well, until that moment it's perfect for us, but we should ask the audience, of course. but the feedbacks are pretty cool, so I'm happy to share my music with all of these guys, people all around the world.
Mm-hmm. You and the band are not making any conflicts, are just touring with normal kindness and everything. Are you getting along well with your band?
Yeah, sure. They are all my friends and actually we are enjoying because that was our dream. And dreams are coming true right now.
Of course, yeah.
So they are all very happy, I guess. And we are sharing this experience with them together.
Mm.
So we are all happy.
Okay, it's nice to hear that you don't have any, you know, because when people are together, they for a longer time.
Yeah, you are correct. But we lived at the same home 2 years ago. We shared houses. So we are like a collective. People that shares not just music but life. Ali Güçlü is my boyfriend and the other guys in the band are also Ali Güçlü's band, like Bubi Tuzak they are called. So we are always together. Our homes are very close to each other. So this is not just for a job thing. It's like sharing life together. So it's cool.
That's always nice to hear, you know, that people are getting along also in their life. So how did you meet the other band members?
We met with Ali Güçlü Şimşek, the guitarist, like 7 years ago for recording my girl band album. It was called Seni Görmemin Kansız, and we met with this band. So then we become friends, and then we become lovers, and after making my first LP, Develerle Yaşıyorum, we tried to play together with his band called Bubi Tuzak, as I mentioned. And we really loved the music and the, you know, the combination, the mixture of our spirits. So we decided to play with all together.
Okay, so let me just go. Let me just take a step back. I saw that you studied at the Yeditepe University in Istanbul, and that you studied in social anthropology. I was just interested in if this influenced anything on the music making that you do, or the combination that you do between Western and Turkish music, or was that separate?
Actually, yes. Social anthropology helped me to see the cultures more objectively. Like, the first thing I remember I learned from social anthropology was none of the cultures are better than the others. This is a very important issue because this is the biggest illusion in people's mind. Like, some cultures are better than the others. That's not true. Cultures are all equal, but capitalism let us to think that this is something that we can
measure.
Yeah, exactly. So it helped me to see much betterly that my culture is the starter of the ideas that I have. So I started to dig my own archaeology to find the right moments, the elements that I really have, or the things that really make me this person. So when I dig it, I see that there are too many things inside of it, like the musics that I listened from Western culture, but also the musics that I listened when I was a child because of my mother, like Turkish classical music. And it's not just about music, of course. The culture is a very complicated thing. It's a complex thing inside of it. So I really realized that there are too many hidden things inside of it. So this is the most beautiful part of making music. When you start to dig your own culture, you face with the things that you run away from, you start to see the things that you measure and like force yourself to ignore. So I think the most important part of this job is trying to be objective about yourself and trying to not ignore the things about your culture. Because originality is the thing that we really need, all of us. And I believe that if you make art, you have to be real and original. So when you start to be real, you start to produce then surreal things you can produce, I mean. So yeah, this is the most important point.
Of course. So I think you also did that quite beautifully on your two albums that you released for now. But I also saw that you don't like to talk that much about them. So because you're more much more tended to let the music speak for itself. But still, I'd still like to hear the explanation. Why did you name the second album the Hologram Empire? I heard you're a sci-fi fan, so I think that's somehow connected. So I'd just like to hear that.
Actually, the first movie about sci-fi I watched was Back to the Future series, and even when I talk about it, I'm getting real shaked because I'm a big fan of it, and maybe I watched them thousands of times, and this is the game changer of all time for me. I think science fiction is like a parallel universe for our minds to understand that the world is not as it seems. It's like we are using five senses to understand the world, but it's much more bigger than it seems. So I'm really into physics, metaphysics, and all of these stuff, and also in quantum theory. So I love to mix things that I dream of, the things that I believe in, and that's why I love science fiction so much, because I believe that there are much more than what we see. And we can be in a computer game. This is a probable situation. And we can be in a simulation. And this can be a holographic universe that we live in. And our original ones are far away from us right now. Mm-hmm. Or this can be a possibility that we are living in, and there are some parallel universes. The possibilities are too much. So I really love to think about these issues instead of making small talks. So when I find someone I can talk about these issues, I really got happy. So that's why I really want to make and pour some thing inside of my music too, because this is the only way that I can talk with everybody.
So thanks a lot for taking your time again.
Thank you
and
so
we'll
much.
Hear you at Galahala tonight at 11.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Intervju Radija Študent.